from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I don't think majoring in QB runs is something that is long-lasting or is viable every game, but I'm sure there's going to be opportunities where it's going to be called upon me. But moving forward, if that's what's asking me, I'm willing to do it.
That's Alan from last season on running. You do hear that more and more from every time he is asked about it. An acknowledgement of, I know I can't do this forever. Which no one disputes, I don't think. But don't you want to take advantage of it to the full extent while you have it? Because you got it now. 50-yard touchdown run last year. He's still got those wheels. And it might not be that much longer that he's got it. If you look around at when some of these running quarterbacks kind of stop running, you know, there's not as big a sample size because, you know, there haven't been a ton of them. But, like, use Cam Newton as an example. Cam Newton was much more reliant on the rushing than Allen. By, I mean, by a lot. But Cam went from freakazoid, would jump over you and outrun you, to, all right, the speed's gone down a bit, the athleticism's gone down a bit, he can still run, but it's not as dangerous as it once was. All right, well, now you got to become more of a passer then. You got to make up for it with your arm, and Cam Newton was not capable of that. When did that rushing start kind of dropping off for him? I mean, it was when he arrived at like 31, 30, 31, even a little bit before that. If you look at his yards per attempt, 803-0550, by the way, is the phone number if you want to get in on this. Yards per attempt. If you look at Cam's career, like first 4 years of his career, all over five. And then I guess at 26, it kind of dropped off a little bit. Then at 28, he was back up at 5.4, then 4.8 in Carolina, then down to 4.3 in New England. It was like right then, like 30, 31. And that shouldn't be that surprising, right? Isn't that kind of what happens to running backs? You lose a step as a running back when you're around 28, 29 years old, and that step is enough. Like, you're no longer the fastest guy out there at your own position. You're not as effective. So, you know, Allen might be only 2-3 years removed from still being able to run and run well, just maybe not, like, again, as dominant at it as he is right now. So use it while you have it is kind of the attitude that I have. I know there's risk involved. But, hey, he is, like, to his credit, can I just put an overall knock on wood on this? Can I talk about Josh Allen's health without jinxing him? I knocked on wood. This is for the whole thing. He's been, along with Mahomes, interestingly, but Allen takes more hits. Allen's health has been legitimately impressive to me. Legitimately impressive. I know he's huge. He's 6'5", 250. But big players in the NFL get injured all the time. And this dude stays healthy to the point where he's on the field. Like, when he gets hurt or when he gets banged up, it's never him taking off and running. It's why I actually have never, ever been worried about that. Like, oh, he better stop running. He's going to get injured more. That just has never made sense. Even if you want to go to, there are studies out there that teams have done or sports media has done that have plenty of evidence that the running quarterbacks don't have a higher risk of injury. And there's a pretty easy explanation for that. Think of Allen. Allen, who doesn't get hurt for his position. 6'5", 250 is his size. Where is he safer? Where is a 6'5", 250-pound quarterback safer? Is he safer in the open field, one-on-one, with a 230-pound linebacker, or even smaller? Sometimes for him, it's a 200-pound safety or corner. Is he safer going up against one 200-pound defensive back for contact? Or is he safer standing in a pocket that is surrounded by nine people that could fall the wrong way at any point that are all, I mean, so the linemen are 300 pounds, the offensive linemen are 300 pounds, the defensive tackles are 300 pounds, so I've got seven guys out there that are 300 pounds, I got two other guys that are like 270. All of those bodies, all of that weight, all of those people are just surrounding him when he's in the pocket. What's safer? You tell me what you think is safer. Him one-on-one with a dude he's 50 pounds bigger than, or him being surrounded by nine people that are all bigger than him.
I'm going to need you to knock on every piece of wood that you can see.
I've knocked on wood for the whole thing. I knocked on wood. I'll do it again. Here, I'm knocking constantly here.
You have the right point. It's just terrifying to think about, like, I feel like we've never actually discussed this, and, you know, like...
It's just to point out that, like, I'm not afraid of him running at all. I would not be purposely trying to limit his rushing. That's all I'm saying. At this point in his career, with the state their offense might be in, you know, if things aren't perfect, and I have a feeling they're going to have some trouble at certain positions, but whatever, we'll see. The age he's at, the athleticism he still has, the expectations, the surrounding offense, all I'm saying is I just would never, if it were me, I would never purposely limit his rushing. Not now. Not now. Jeff in Tampa is up. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, there's one more place he's safer than both of those, and that's on the bench in the fourth quarter when you've let him run in the first half and you don't need him anymore.
Fair. Yeah, and the preseason. They also have him playing the preseason a little more than I like. That was it? All right, short and sweet. Thanks, Jeff, for the call. 803-0550 is the phone number. We've got a little bit of some Bills fantasy stuff coming up with Kevin Payne coming up at 9:30. Curtis Samuel, a little bit of a riser in drafts as of late. Fantasy Twitter is starting to realize, hey, wait a minute. This guy who was very good in Carolina, was good in Washington, but was buried on the depth chart behind two other really good receivers. He's now Josh Allen's most accomplished wide receiver. I think teams are starting to figure out, or fantasy people are starting to figure out, wait a minute, that guy might explode this year. 803-0550 is the phone number. Jeremy and Joe, this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In fact, thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.